Good afternoon. This is Joel Whitaker, and we are interviewing today Marco Ferrari, who has a fine new product out, and he's going to tell us all about it in just about 1 second. Marco, how are you this afternoon?
Very good. Thank you, Joel. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm saying afternoon. It's actually morning when we are recording this, but that is, I guess I'm trying to advance the day or something or other. So, Marco, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How did you get in the alcohol beverage business? Who are you?
Yeah, who am I? That's a good question. I actually often wonder myself. I've actually been working in the spirit industry for 20 years. Many of these years I spent at Bacardi, both at national and international level. I worked on several other very interesting brands like Branca. And for Net Branca in the past, Stolichnaya Vodka, and today, in the last 13 months, I've been working on this wonderful brand called Amaro Montenegro, who is the number one Amaro brand in the Italian market.
And how did you, tell us a little bit about it, how did you find it, how did you link up with
it? Yeah, let's say it's hard not to find it in this country. In Italy, it is the number one brand. So I've actually been in contact with this company for many years. I was a competitor before, and then there is always an element of passion on knowing that you can work on developing a brand internationally, an Italian icon internationally that has got great opportunities. So there is a good element of personal passion in the industry, and specifically on being able to bring a national icon outside of the borders, as we're trying to do with Amaro Montenegro.
So how long have you been working on it now?
Just over a year.
And how big is it at this point in the United States?
We're still relatively small, but we started from a very small base. We're going to be reaching close to 10,000 cases in 2015, but only 2 years ago we were below 2,000. So it's a fast growth on a relatively small base. But again, considering it's mostly concentrated on two of the key states, New York and California, you're starting to see it quite a lot. Particularly thanks to our importer, Total Beverage Solutions, who managed to reach close to 6,000 accounts, points of distribution in the last year. So it's a small brand still, but actually a pretty strong awareness, particularly within the mixologist community amongst bartenders who are adopting it very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you say it's 15,000 cases, or am I growing even faster than you're really growing?
So we're going to get to close to 10,000 cases at the end of this year.
10,000. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah, excellent. So tell us how you're doing this. What are your plans in the next 3 to 5 years? Obviously, you're going to grow it. You just told us that. But how are you doing it? Are you concentrated right now in New York and California, you said. So does that mean that in the next year or so you'll be expanding to other states? And if so, where?
Yeah, we are. So we're actually present in 46 states out of the 50 today. So we're already out there, and there is availability in a lot of the stores in many of the states. But the focus of our activities and the focus of our brand education and overall most of the investments are still happening in New York and California. We're going to be expanding this focus to more states going forward. Illinois and Massachusetts are and Florida are the next three. But all in all, the success we're seeing is luckily, first of all, driven by the genuine and spontaneous level of interest demonstrated by the bartending community. Amaro Montenegro is becoming a bit of a bartender's favorite, and we actually are operating on a very fertile ground, which again helps very much when you're trying to develop a brand from small scale. Our focus from a strategic perspective is very much around bartenders. We are building a community of bartenders. We are asking them to be our advocates and ambassadors around the States. And we are asking them to play with our drink and see, you know, what they can do. And by doing that, in the last 24 months particularly, they've managed to create some amazing signature cocktails, which are becoming more and more popular. And we decided to embrace three of these particularly, which are the key cocktails that we're recommending around the States. One is and all three cocktails are a take, let's say, a twist to one of the class or some of the classic cocktails that have been existing for a long time. So Amaro Montenegro is now the key ingredient of the Montenegroni, which is a twisted Negroni. It's also the key ingredient for the Monte Manhattan. Again, Amaro and rye whiskey seem to blend very well together. And it's also the key ingredient for the Monte Mule. I'm sure you're aware, like everyone, of the buzz around the mule in the last year or so, and we've seen that, you know, some of our herbs and spices are actually blending very well with the ginger in the mule. So these are the three, let's say, key cocktails and key classics that we've reinvented and are at the forefront of our drink strategy.
How long do you expect to focus on bartenders versus going into the retail store market more?
Well, we still see. We do believe that working with bartenders is it's a door opener to consumers. We expect our category overall, the Amaro category, and our brand has been is the leading Italian Amaro in Italy to be adopted first by the more experimental consumers, and therefore we're going to be approaching. Probably from the end of 2016, in our marketing strategy, we're going to be approaching more and more consumers, particularly influencers, very directly. But we do think that 2016 is still going to be very much a bartender or mixologist-driven strategy. The brand is available in the off-trade. You find it in several liquor stores around the country, and we're starting to see interest also from the larger chains. I think we need to understand if we're ready yet for that, and understand again when we want to start expanding to that large scale.
What will help you know if you're ready to expand to that larger scale? And I can understand, you know, I really can, the concern about getting into some of the larger chains, because once you're there, you can't stumble and not be able to deliver to them. I'm sure of that.
Yeah. Again, I think it's don't want to be boring with technicalities, but I think we need to see our velocity increase in the next year or so, and make sure that we actually see, not just we're not just extending our distribution, but we're seeing that each point of distribution that we're in is rotating faster than we're rotating today. And again, we are in the right direction, because we're seeing a tremendous increase of velocity today, and our top selling accounts are selling incredible amounts of Amaro Montenegro, you know, which can compare to brands or categories that have been around a lot longer than we have. So we need to start seeing that more often, and that's why, again, we are working very, very closely with these top bars to ensure that we educate their bartenders, and they in their side and in their part educate our influencer consumers. So once we see velocity increasing, we probably can assess that we're ready for the larger scale or the bigger scale accounts.
And I gather that you aren't worried about the production side not being able to keep up. There's plenty of ability to produce the right amounts and to get it over here without too much difficulty, I gather.
Yeah, I mean the production process is a complex production process, but you know it doesn't involve things like aging or anything, so it becomes more manageable. At the same time, you know our planning is key. If we're seeing rapid growth in several countries right now, not just the U.S. We're seeing a rapid growth in Canada, in the U.K., in Australia. It seems that the English-speaking countries are the ones that are the most excited by the brand. So we need to obviously be very careful on how we plan our production. The process itself involves several different phases, and our 40 herbs and spices are treated in different ways. They're macerated, they're boiled, they're distilled, they're treated. That are treated individually, and therefore that makes the process obviously very, very complex. So we need to make sure that our supply chain is keeping up, particularly because most of these herbs and spices come from very exotic and distant countries.
I can imagine that the supply chain must be a real challenge for the people back at the distillery in Italy, right?
Yeah, we the product is made in Italy. It is distilled. The extract and the essence of Amaro Montenegro is produced in Teramo, which is in the center of Italy, on the Apennine Mountains. And the blending and of all the ingredients and the final production that turns it into the fine spirit happens in Bologna, which is also in the center north of Italy.
Good. Now, I am wondering when you go out and talk to a bartender, what do you tell them as to why they should be focusing on Amaro Montenegro?
Well, the Amaro Montenegro again belongs to a very established category in many markets, but not so well known in others like the United States. What makes us different is the fact that we have a very fine balance between the complexity of all the herbs and spices, but at the same time we are lower in ABV compared to most other Amari. We are 46 proof compared to over 70 of many other Amari. And that makes us, in a way, easier to drink, but with the right level of complexity so that we don't overpower a drink, you know, the cocktail, and we don't overpower our taste, and we give it the right balance and the right alcoholic kick as well. So that's a key element, which is really helping Amaro Montenegro to be spontaneously, as I said earlier, used, embraced by the bartending community. The fact that it is the number one Amaro in our country, in Italy, helps from a, let's say, a positioning perspective. There is a general belief that Italians apparently have a good sense of quality of life, and therefore if that's the number one brand drunk here, there must be something good in it. And I think, you know, we're seeing that genuine, again, reaction by everyone, by bartenders and by consumers as well. And then, as every brand, again, we like to focus on the product. We like to focus on the benefit that it brings to the drink. But there is also a more emotional element to it. You know, our 130 years of history, which we're celebrating actually in 2015, we celebrated our 130th anniversary. The whole story about the founders, about the fact that Amari used to be also in the Prohibition era, very, very interesting, because they were perceived, or they had some pharmaceutical properties at that time, clearly, that we no longer dare to claim. But there are a lot of interesting twists and facts in our product story that obviously bring some emotion to the product, and that's what's appealing very much for bartenders.
Good, and I guess that makes a nice short story they can tell their customers too, as they say, why don't you try this?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, and I think, we again strongly believe in the fact that the product is the key thing. Ultimately, we do belong to the food and beverage industry, and we want to provide the best quality for our consumers. So ultimately, we want bartenders to focus on that. I think it's a good sign of quality, the fact that Amaro Montenegro is the recent recipient of a gold medal by the Beverage Tasting Institute this year, and I think it's particularly interesting also the way they described the product at the Beverage Tasting Institute as being recognized for its refreshing and super balanced taste. I'm quoting actually what they said. That's great. I think it confirms what we're trying to do in our production, and we'd like bartenders to focus on that element. While they do that, if they can tell also some interesting facts and anecdotes about our story, I think that really helps just building a myth.
Sure. So how big an operation do you have now here in the States to help you get the word out? You're based here, right?
No, actually, I'm based, and we're actually speaking. As I'm speaking, I'm in Bologna, so I'm in my office, in the head office. We have a small operation, if we can actually call it so. We are using a third-party importer, our partners, for the last 2.5 years, Total Beverage Solutions, based in Charleston. They are our feet and our head and mind in the United States. They're supported by one of our people who's permanently based in New York, and we also have two brand ambassadors, one in New York and one in California, supporting the importer and working also with the wholesalers to advocate and to tell the story of Amaro Montenegro to the top accounts.
Well, that's a very efficient operation you've got there. I presume that as you grow here in the States, you're going to have to add some more brand ambassadors and maybe some more people in New York or someplace.
Yeah, that's the aim. I think we will always have a local partner, but we like to think that at some point we'll be able to have more of our own feet on the ground to be able to support again the importer and to support our wholesalers in the key states. So I can only see our team growing in the States in the next years, and we're already actually planning possibly the addition of a few people in 2016.
Okay, so we're looking to of course, 2016 is only 2 months away now, so that's not as far as it sounds.
Not even.
Yeah, exactly. Question for you now. How did you link up with Total Beverage?
That's before my time, but we're connected through the Spirit Network in the United States, and they have some interesting success stories on beers and wines, and they have shown a lot of focus on creating a success story also on the spirit side of things. They put together a very interesting business plan for us. We have agreed on a plan for the next years, and we had immediate full alignment on what we think it takes to make Amaro Montenegro so successful. But I think the key ingredient that we are finding as the key for success is the great cultural fit between our companies. We see things very, very similarly, and we value also we have similar values, which really helps when you're building a long-term relationship.
Sure, it would. Can you detail some of those values for us?
Yeah, we believe as a company. We believe in, first of all, from a strategic perspective, we believe that as brand owners, we need to be the ones supporting the brand. We are the ones that need to invest for the long-term success. But TBS has embraced this and has decided to co-invest behind the brand, which is a great attitude that we highly appreciate. They are very much result-driven, which we also are, but they also value the quality of people over the quantity. You know, you talked about a very lean operation, and yes, you know, we're trying to keep it lean, but at the same time, we focus very much on quality of the people and on making sure that our people are very happy in what they do. We need this is a category that requires a lot of passion, and which is also the other element that we have in common with our friends at TBS.
Good. Now, if somebody wants to go to work for you, how will you go about recruiting them, or how should they contact you?
That's a question.
Too soon to talk about that.
No, I mean, again, I think it's interesting. You know, we have again our own person in New York, but also through our TBS in Charleston. I think it's always a good way of approaching us. Again, we work very, very closely, so that would probably be the best way forward in the short term.
Sure, and that makes a lot of sense to me. They're here and they can forward stuff to you in all the many magical ways that we can do these things nowadays.
Absolutely.
So I presume that you're not doing any advertising, or are you doing some advertising in the trade magazine?
We advertise on trade magazines, and again we focus on our drink strategy and on the benefit that the Amaro Montenegro brings to the drinks. We're doing consumer call consumer media, but we're more focusing on digital and social, which, and at the same time, we're actually able to target the bartending community and the top influencers. So that's kind of our focus, but. Right now, our key focus from an investment perspective is to be able to activate the brand in the field, directly in outlets, in the accounts, and work very closely with the accounts so that we can support them in the best way we can. So there isn't a large communication plan planned for 2016. There is a lot of digital activities, social activities, PR, and primarily field activation close to the point of purchase.
Sure. Well, that is actually, of course, the tried and proven. I can't even talk today. The tried and proven way to get a product off the ground and to get it well accepted. So it sounds like you're just hitting on all cylinders there. Let's see.
You tried the product.
I have not yet, but I'm going to be doing that this weekend, I think. So we'll look forward to that.
Fantastic.
I am. I have to tell you, I work about 16 hours a day, so I try almost nothing during the weekdays, and then on the weekends I can kick back and relax and myself. You know, sometimes I wonder about this life I've constructed. So what would you say has been your biggest secret to success thus far in getting this brand off the ground?
We've created as I said earlier, a community of bartenders. We have partnered with 8 bartenders in New York, and in the last few months with 4 bartenders in LA from some of the best from some of the best bars. And we're very, very excited by the activity they're doing. They're genuinely and passionate about the brand, and they have amazing followings on social media, and that's really helping spread the word about Amaro Montenegro, which is which is our priority. So very excited by this activity that we've done with these core bartenders in the two key cities that are going to be again the key of our the focus of our strategy also in 2016.
Well, this sounds absolutely terrific, and it sounds like you're well on your way, and I like your focus, frankly. I've seen some brands that have tried to do too much at one time, and they've stumbled, but it sounds like you're focused. You have a pretty well-organized plan, and you know where you're going to go and all of that. I do have one question, though. I'm surprised that that you're in New York, but you're not across the river in New Jersey, because New Jersey, at least in the New York City area, has such a high Italian population that I would Italian-American population, I should say, that I would think that you would be doing very well there.
I've focused very much on obviously the focus of our strategy and the priorities, which is mixology. But actually, you're raising a very good point, which is that we're very established already in the Italian American community. Again, being an Italian icon, and the way actually Italian products are. And it are distributed around the United States tends to have a pretty exclusive network. So we are working with TBS on creating, for example, a specific role that will be dedicated to Italian brands. They do have a broader portfolio of brands, particularly wine brands, Italian wine brands, and make sure that we do cover properly that target as well. So the thing is that there is a huge difference between the way Italians drink Amaro versus the way Americans drink Amaro today. As you probably know, Amari in Italy are an end of a meal drink, a digestif, if you want to call it like that. And that's the main drinking occasion for all Amari in our country. But this drinking occasion is actually not that common in any other country outside of Italy, maybe with the exception of Germany and Switzerland. And therefore, the Italian community abroad it tends to be a large community, but if we focused primarily or uniquely on that, we would have a very narrow opportunity. The level of interest that we're seeing from the mixology world is really what we see as the big opportunity ahead of us.
Sure. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. So we've covered a lot of ground. Is there anything else that we should be talking about here? Have I missed anything that you'd like to focus on?
No, I think we did say a lot of stuff. Actually, I think it's fair to say that we are we have kind of jumped on a spontaneous success and a high level of interest by the bartending community. So it is true that our efforts are more about making sure that we don't wreck things. Sometimes it's best not to to touch something that really works. So we're trying to embrace what's happening and put more energy, more passion, and investments as well behind that. But it's a good start, as you can imagine. It's a good start to have a genuine interest and spontaneous love for the brand by a community that really knows where they really know what they're doing, and it's a very proud community that we are working with. So that's probably the key thing. Is if you ask me, really, what's the focus of your strategy going forward? Is to make sure that we don't ruin. Actually, we fuel this enthusiasm rather than anything else.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense, and I'm sure you're going to do very well. Because it certainly seems like you have a good plan and a good strategy, and you know who you're trying to reach, and that's very important. It makes a tremendous difference. So I wish you all the best on that. And, you know, if you don't have anything else, I think we're about done, and I really do appreciate your time, Marco. We've been talking with Marco Ferrari, who is the man behind Amari Montenegro, his introduction here in the United States, and who is busy plotting and scheming to expand his bartender community, which I think will be a very successful thing for you in 2016.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to meeting you in person soon.
I look forward to that, too, and I am, knowing that you're over in Italy, I am truly impressed with the ability of modern communications to bring us together, even though we're separated by this big pond we call the Atlantic Ocean. So good luck to you, and hopefully we'll see you soon. The first time you get to Washington, please do give us a buzz, and we'll try to get together at the National Press Club or somewhere else and enjoy your product.
Absolutely, and you're always welcome in Bologna or Teramo just to see how Amaro Montenegro is made.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye-bye.